In late September, the Comptroller's Office released a report developed through DiNapoli's Fiscal Stress Monitoring System, showing about 36 municipalities in New York are fiscally stressed. A version of the report was also released last year. This year's made determinations based on the 2013 fiscal year. In a release, DiNapoli said New York's local governments face daunting fiscal challenges and said the, quote, scores should serve as a starting point for frank discussions at the local level so actions can be taken before a fiscal crisis develops, unquote. The city of Mechanicville was among 10 entities in the significant fiscal stress category. Mayor Dennis Baker, who began his first term in January, said he had been aware of the city's financial struggles before he ran for office and has been working closely with the city's commissioners to build the city's fund balance.
I don't have a commissioner here that did not realize the gravity of the situation, and they've all worked to improve their budgets and to save money this year, and all of that has helped us get in a better position.
Baker said at a city council meeting Wednesday, City Finance Commissioner Jody Gilhaney revealed numbers over the past year that show the city is working to get itself off the significant list.
In August of 2013, the city had $80,000 on hand. After doing some things that we had to do and getting to a better spot, as of this year, we had almost $900,000 in August.
The city of Poughkeepsie is also among the 10 entities designated with the highest amount of fiscal stress. The town of Colony this year managed to get itself off the significant list and into the moderate fiscal stress category, the second highest ranking. Town Supervisor Paula Mahan said when she came into office in 2008, Colony had no fund balance. After paying off debts, the town began to build up its coffers in 2011. Mahan said the town's balance now sits at around $2.4 million.
We're looking at incremental changes, and so that's a big jump for us, and we're very pleased with that.
Mahan said the town has become involved in more long-term planning. It's now in year 7 of a comprehensive plan. Colony has also explored sharing more services with its neighbors in Albany County. But there are some other issues that will continue to present fiscal challenges.
The big cost, I should say, it's infrastructure. And we have major plans in place that are long-term, 5-10-year plans for our sewer department, our water department, and our highway department. And so that's one thing we don't want to see get behind, because those are very, very large costs when things break down.
Also in the capital region, the town of Coyamans was listed under the moderate category. The most common indicators among stressed communities are increases in child poverty, high unemployment, and decreases in state and federal aid. When data from the report was combined with earlier evaluations from non-calendar year villages for fiscal year 2013, 50 municipalities in New York were found to be in fiscal stress. It also found that downstate communities are more than twice as likely as upstate communities to be in financial stress. 87 school districts were also found to be in fiscal stress. For more details on the report, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.